Perhaps some of these Europeans are reassured by the sight on the twin fashion avenues of Madison and Fifth of all those familiar international names, the jewellers, shoe stores and designer shops that exist to flatter and bilk the frivolous rich. But no, what most excites Europeans is the city's charged, nervous atmosphere, its vulgar dynamism. New York is about energy, contention and striving. And since it contains its share of articulate losers, it is also about mockery, the put-down, the loser shrug, what are you gonna do? It is about constant battles for subway seats, for a cab driver's, or a clerk's, or a waiter's attention, for a foothold, a chance, a better address, a larger billing. To win in New York is to be uneasy. To lose is to live in jostling proximity to the frustrated majority. New York was never Mecca to me, and though I have lived there more than half my life, you won't find me wearing an I Love New York t-shirt. But all in all, I can't think of many places in the world I'd rather live. It's not easy to define why.